SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
It's been more than 5 weeks since a tenuous ceasefire in the conflict took effect, and US and Iranian demands remain far apart despite diplomatic efforts to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Washington has called for Tehran to dismantle its nuclear program and lift its hold on the Strait. Iran has demanded compensation for war damage and an end to a US blockade of Iranian ports and a halt to fighting on all fronts, including in Lebanon, where Israel is carrying out a bombing campaign and ground invasion. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai says the US and Israel have tried to shift the blame for destabilizing energy markets following what he's called their unprovoked military aggression against Iran. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says negotiations of any kind won't work until the US escalates its military campaign.
I'm calling to hurt this regime. If you do the same old thing, you're going to get the same result. Hurt them more, maybe they'll make a deal if you hurt them enough. But right now, I think they're trying to wait us out. I think they're playing games. And in the words of the president, I think they're crazy. I think he's right.
Taking to social media overnight, Donald Trump has said the clock is ticking for Iran to negotiate a peace deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he expects to hear about Mr. Trump's trip to China during their scheduled phone call, while suggesting they would also discuss Iran.
We are also keeping a close eye on Iran. I will speak today, as I do every few days, with our friend, President Trump. We will surely hear his impressions from his trip to China and perhaps about other matters as well. There are certainly many possibilities. We are prepared for every scenario.
The planned meeting comes as the New York Times reports Israel and US authorities are preparing to resume strikes on Iran, something that Iranian state television has also been indicating.
People volunteered to register to take a leading role in defending the Islamic Republic of Iran. Women and men, youths and teenagers are receiving support and defense readiness training. During the training, volunteers are introduced to various light weapons, how they operate and how to assemble and disassemble them.
On Iranian state television, residents appeared on air holding Kalashnikov-style rifles and promising to lay down their lives for Iran should the war restart. One woman told reporters she's training as part of a state-backed campaign that translates to Sacrifice Life for Iran. It calls on Iranians to register as volunteers in support of the Islamic Republic in response to the conflict with the US and Israel.
We have come with our family. We have even brought our grandchildren. We must all learn how to use weapons to defend our country.
Now there are concerns regional neighbours will be drawn into the conflict, as Emirati officials say an overnight drone strike has caused a fire at a nuclear power plant in the United Arab Emirates. Local authorities say they're investigating the source of the strike but have not blamed any specific country for the attack. During the war that began with US and Israeli strikes against Iran on the 28th of February, Iran has repeatedly targeted the UAE and other Gulf states that host US military bases. Iran stepped up such attacks on the UAE earlier this month after US President Donald Trump announced a naval mission to try to open the world's most important shipping route for oil and gas, the Strait of Hormuz, which Trump retreated from after 48 hours. Reporter John Gambrill is based in Dubai and has been covering the conflict for Associated Press.
This attack is likely to potentially draw the UAE further in. It's been trying to show that it's open again for business, that it's a safe haven for investments. But these continued attacks continue to shake this country, and it continues to draw into question whether the ceasefire will hold, particularly as U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted that America could go back to combat operations as well.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.